Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How are you moving forward, first of all?
Well, first of all, we're very excited that we achieve this at the state level. This has taken a lot of the strain off of us as builders trying to rush to get our customers to be submitted for permit, which, you know, all of us have certain limitations on our ability to do that. And we were in the process of starting to disappoint people to tell them that they were going to have to build all gas, and we frankly were not successful in getting people to want to go forward. So we were trying to figure out the best way to address that problem, and we then received the good word that this agreement had been reached. So I believe it's putting a lot of peace of mind to our customers that felt like they were missing the opportunity to build a house with natural gas.
And with this pause, are people more willing to move forward with their intended builds?
Well, we're obviously just getting the word out, seeing that it happened publicly, I think, last Thursday. The people that we spoke to are once again relieved. They are reengaging with our sales team. We're getting the message out through social media, both with our individual companies and collectively as the Buffalo Niagara Builders Association. And it really puts people at ease. I mean, the immediacy of this was on everyone's mind. And, you know, the challenge that people were looking at when they were deciding if they wanted to consider going to an all-electric home was they were being forced to do that in existing neighborhoods. And what I mean by that is the law did not grandfather any of the existing neighborhoods that were already designed and engineered for both gas and electric. So if they were in a neighborhood that had 30 lots and we had 10 lots left, those remaining 10 lots would have had to have been electric. And just from a standpoint of feeling like that was going to put a competitive disadvantage on even the appreciation of their home, they were unwilling to take that risk. We were about to prove to the state, and we still will, that by not grandfathering the existing neighborhoods, the infrastructure was not going to be suitable to be converted to an all-electric home. When you go to an all-electric home, we were, for the most part, on a two-story home, we were going to need to go to 400-amp service. And the current transformers that are put in these developments were not sized for that. They were sized for about 200-amp service. And because they knew how, you know, certain appliances would be gas, certain appliances would be electric. And they sized the entire system and the engineering of that system to those load sheet information that we gave them. So we're still in the process of identifying those concerns because we want the state to move forward on the grandfather bill that was tabled before session ended. And we need to have that altered to reflect the current state of the pause. But if we can get the current neighborhoods grandfathered, it really simplifies the delineation of if it's an electric neighborhood or a gas neighborhood. To have some of each was causing a lot of strain with our customers.
How concerned are you that the state may move forward down the line, and what other concerns are still remaining?
Well, the way the current pause is in place is it's through the appellate court first, and then it would carry forward to the Supreme Court, depending which party was successful. I think that either party, if they lose, is going to take it to the Supreme Court. So we're talking about what could be a couple years in the making. And then if they were successful to reinstate the gas ban, there'd be another 120 days before it could be imposed. I believe that we have a strong case. If we didn't have a strong case, I don't think this pause would have happened. I think the first judge that ruled against us took a very narrow view of what Berkeley, California was successful in achieving. And we feel based on those facts that we have a strong case. In addition to that, we have Congressman Langworthy's bill that is moving forward, and it's my understanding just passed the Energy Subcommittee. I believe he was on your station recently, within the last hour, and we're very hopeful that that law is passed. And we have to see who our governor is going to be starting next year at the elections. I think Lee Stefanik has made her position clear that she's not in favor of this. And if she's successful in her bid, I believe that she'll work with us to put something else in place that is more manageable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.